Okay, friends, today we are reading from the Disney 5-Minute Pixar Disney Stories book. I guess it's called the 5-Minute Disney Pixar Stories. Okay, book. And we are reading the second-to-last story in the book, which is from Finding Dory, and it's called You're It, Dory. And You're It, Dory was adapted by Lauren Klass from the original story written by Bonita Garr. And it is read today by Mommy and
Pip.
Pip. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, me too. Here we go. After school, Nemo, Marlin, Dory, and all their friends decided to play a game of hide and seek. Dory was it first. Everyone swam to find a hiding place as she began to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dory counted. When Dory opened her eyes, she forgot why she was counting. What was I about to do? Lie and sneak? No, why would I do that? Spy and peek? No, that can't be right. Oh, hide and seek, she said, swimming off towards Nemo and Marlin's anemone, hoping to find them there. But by the time Dory got to their anemone, she'd forgotten why she went. She kept swimming closer. She had a nagging feeling she shouldn't get too close, but she couldn't remember why. Ouch! She exclaimed. Now I remember. I'm not supposed to touch anemones because they sting. As she swam away, rubbing her stung thing, then Marlin and Nemo peeked out from their anemone.
Where is she going, Dad?
Nemo asked.
She was so close to finding us.
I'm not sure,
Marlin responded.
What was I doing again?
Dory asked herself. She tried her best to remember, but she kept getting distracted and swimming right past all her friends.
My spot is so good,
Pearl whispered to Bob after Dory swam by.
Mine too. I love hide and seek,
Bob whispered back. Dory even swam right over Mr. Ray. She was so excited to see a large patch of pristine sand to squish and play with that she completely missed him hiding beneath it. Mr. Ray smiled, proud of his clever hiding place. But you know, in the picture, I can see him. Can you see him? Yeah. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, wait. Wasn't I playing hide and seek?
Dory said, finally remembering.
Wow, that guy looks a lot like Hank,
Dory said.
What color is he again? Yellow? No, pink? Nope, I don't think it's so blue.
Dory continued to swim through the coral field, and Hank tried his best to blend in with his surroundings as she got closer to him.
That was a close call,
Hank said to himself when Dory eventually swam away to seek another friend. But as Dory swam through the Great Barrier Reef, she forgot again she was playing hide and seek. She swam right past Bailey, who was hiding behind some seaweed, and even swam right over Destiny, who was hiding on the ocean floor. And in the pictures, guys, we can see these friends of hers in their hiding spots. As Dory kept swimming, she spotted a beautiful purple shell on the sand.
My mom loves shells, she said. I should give this one to her, but I haven't seen my mom or dad in a while. Actually, I haven't seen any of my friends. Where are they?
Can you see her parents? In the picture, there's a whole bunch of fish, but I can spot, I spy with my little eye,
her mom and her dad. Do you see them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's when Dory remembered they were playing a game of hide and seek. But not that she was it.
Oh, I better go find a hiding spot quick,
she said. Dory's parents, Charlie and Jenny, watched from their hiding place as Dory swam into a nearby cave. They had expected her to come out once she realized no one was hiding there, but after a couple of minutes, they started to worry. They agreed that they should go check on their daughter. Shortly after entering the cave, they found Dory.
Kelpcake, what are you up to?
Charlie said. Mom, Dad, we're playing hide and seek and I found this great hiding spot. Come in, I'll make room, Dory told them. But, sweetie, Jenny tried to explain that everyone was hiding from Dory. But before she could, Dory swam to the opening of the cave. Dory saw Hank and Mr. Ray swimming past the cave and wanted to help them hide, too.
Okay, everybody, we can squeeze, she told them.
But Dory,
Mr. Ray began, but before he could get another word out, Dory saw even more of their friends in need of a hiding spot. Eventually, Dory's cave was packed. Nearly everyone who was supposed to be hiding from Dory was in the cave with her.
It's gonna be tight, she told her friends. Destiny, suck it in a bit. Watch your head, Bailey.
Finally, Nemo and Marlin wandered into the cave. They were shocked to find all their friends crowded in with Dory.
Dory, Nemo said, what are you doing?
Nemo, we were...
What are we doing?
Playing hide and seek,
everyone shouted. The group swam out of the cave as Nemo explained what had happened.
But you're it, Dory. You're supposed to be looking for us.
Oh, I see.
Found you!
Dory exclaimed. Marlin had a solution.
Let's just play tag.
He just wants to play tag. Do you think that's going to work? Do you think she'll remember that game?
Yeah, it's easy. All you have to do is race around and tag people like this. Tag!
I think that you just started a game of tag.
What?
Can you say the end?
Yeah.
The end.